I'd like to talk about yoga in the medical setting. So I'm a physician that deals with people that have impaired function, usually from pain or weakness. And so I almost every patient I see, I'm recommending exercise. And one of the things that I incorporate into most patients' plans is some form of yoga. So why? Why do I pick that from all the things that I could pick? Well, at one level, yoga has a lot of good research that shows, at least in the types of conditions I see, like chronic back pain, that it's very safe and effective. There have been studies done by Dr. Sherman who show that using yoga weekly for 12 weeks, as compared to patients that either had instruction on basic back care or what they call usual care, the patients that had yoga instruction had reduced pain, improved function, and also needed less pain medications. Yoga is the only skill set that takes in account the breath, movement, and body awareness. So that combination of those three things is super profound and powerful, and that's why it's really helpful for my patients. So the type of movement is also very specific. It is very modifiable. So, you know, everybody's yoga practice is their individual practice. So there isn't any type of yoga pose that has you know, a specific purpose that can't be modified for almost any patient. I have my own yoga practice. It's my form of self-care. And most of the therapists that work in the clinic that I work in also do yoga themselves. So they know what they're talking about when they're giving strategies to a patient. If a patient has never been exposed to yoga, does not have a yoga practice, then we would start out with some very simple exercises. And one of the two main pillars that yoga is helpful for in patients with spinal problems is that it works on core strengthening, and it also undoes postural habits. So the types of exercises that people would start out with are things that strengthen the core, the abdominal and back muscles. Many yoga poses are very gentle and can tackle those areas. And then things to increase hip flexibility, mainly stretching the hamstring muscles. That takes a lot of work off the spine, because when we're bending forward at our waist, the movement doesn't just come from the back bending. It comes from the pelvis, our where our hip bones are. That whole structure rotates first, and then the spine bends. So if your hamstrings, which attach to your pelvis, are tight, it prevents that rotation, and therefore you put more strain on your back. So keeping the hips flexible and the core strong is really a good way to start with a yoga program for someone who's dealing with back pain. Now, if someone already has a yoga practice themselves, they usually just bring in their exercises and review them, or their postures, and we review them one by one. But the key thing that I'd said earlier is that it's about body awareness also. So people are letting me know what movements tend to bother them, and we try to modify things to get the same effect with a different posture. Some people are already in therapy, so they're already seeing a physical therapist, and often the physical therapist can incorporate new postures into their exercise program. If someone isn't in therapy and they don't have a yoga practice, but they're kind of moving along in the resolution of their problem, I often have them go see a yoga teacher for a one-on-one session. If someone just is recovering from a problem and they're not fully recovered, I find it a little precarious for them to just jump in a yoga class, because they may not be providing all the information that the teacher needs. So if they can at least meet with their teacher once, so they can go over what's working, what's not, then they can eventually progress to doing a class and be able to kind of self-monitor and modify things as they need to. combining yoga with aerobic activities such as walking, there's studies that show that this improves pain, quality of life. It reduces stress, blood pressure, improves mood, increases flexibility and strength. So a yoga program with a bit of aerobic activity is really a great overall movement plan. So they've done research that shows that yoga can be useful in musculoskeletal problems like back pain and improves pain. It also improves sleep and your overall sense of well-being. And there are ongoing studies at the National Institutes on Health looking how yoga may modify people's risk for developing diabetes, looking how yoga improves immune function. Yoga also can be helpful in treating movement disorders. So they're looking at how yoga can be used with Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis. And also there's many studies on using yoga for helping people that have post-traumatic stress disorder. So yoga is a very well thought out, well designed movement plan for healthcare across the spectrum of health-related challenges and across the spectrum of age. It's safe and effective, but it should be started with the aid of an expert, like a yoga therapist or a physician that is knowledgeable in that area. And it's a lifelong practice. So exercise in general is something that you just find a way to fit it into your routine. Any exercise program is best done on a regular basis. And if you don't have a lot of time to go to an hour-long yoga class every week or several times a week, doing a 10 or 15-minute very targeted practice at home can have wonderful benefits. So that's why I find yoga the perfect strategy for people suffering with pain and wanting to improve their function.